Welcome to our podcast, Može Kafa. We are Ivana
and Maki,
your hosts. In this podcast, we discuss interesting details about Serbian language and culture from a learner's and teacher's perspective.
We offer new and fun resources for learners of Serbian. To follow each episode with annotated script, vocabulary, and quizzes, join us also at Može Kafa Podcast on Instagram. So if you're ready, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the podcast. Zdravo svima.
Zdravo svima. Ovdje je Ivana i...
Ovdje je Maki. Kako si?
Dobro sam. We did it.
Yes, we did it.
Yeah. Ti?
Umorna sam.
Umorna. Radna.
That means?
Yeah, kakva radna. Like hardworking.
Hardworking. Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Radna, Maki. Yeah, so I wanted to say, like, you know, you're tired because you're hardworking.
Oh, that's kind of true. So, but we are brave enough to dive into cases today with you.
I wanted to say you're going to work some more. Yes. Sorry, you're tired, we're going to work some more.
But I'm prepared a little bit, so.
Cases, padeži.
Padeži. Oh, by the way. Did you know that there's a town called Padeš here in the south, Serbia?
No. Is it near?
Yes, near Kruševac, yeah. I don't know how close, but I just saw it on map. Padeš! They have a town called Kays.
We have to hear how many cases they use. Maybe they just use one. Because, because it's Padeš, it's singular, right? Padeži is plural. So like maybe it's like, over here, we use one case.
Yeah, makes sense. I need to visit and ask them.
Everyone needs to visit. Okay, yeah, cases. And I think it's is the maybe the most, I don't want to say hated aspect. Of
challenging, grammar, I would
but
say.
But challenging. I think it's like a, you just need time. You just need time and practice and, you know, because there's so many rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame cases it's themselves. I blame the gender more because cases are understandable. They exist in almost every language. But when you add the gender case together, that makes it challenging for me.
Yeah, three genders and then seven plurals. Cases. And then plurals. Because if you think about it, for example, in Germany, or like in German, you have three genders. But in plural, you only use one gender. So there's a massive, massive like deduction of what I need to learn.
Perfect deduction. I love it.
Yeah. So that's true. Quite challenging. So that's why I'm saying it's going to take a while. But honestly, I feel like even with English, like I've been learning it for such a long time and I still make mistakes, you know, still like forget and relearn. So it's okay.
It's okay.
Be compassionate.
We should start from somewhere. That's it.
Yeah. So I haven't really, like, I learned about cases in my school, and it was literally what we would learn would just be, like, the question words, right? So it would be who, what, and so on. And because it was so intuitive for us, we didn't need to understand exactly when you use it, like, all the uses, all the meanings. So
yeah. That's funny, though. Like, as a foreigner, those questions do not make the same sense to you. So they are not helpful, actually. I just wrote them there because I know you guys learn. Because whenever I ask which padeji is it, they are like, they are going over the questions. And like, to me, those questions are even also...
They make no sense because for you, how can they make any sense? Because if you ask the question, you don't have the grammar necessary to answer it. So how does it make sense for you? So they were tailored for us. And also, I never learned the endings of cases, right? Hmm. So because I knew what the endings were.
Yeah. You were not asked multiple choice questions on which ending will come there.
No. The only thing is that we would learn some uses, like, you know, nominative is usually like the subject of a sentence and stuff like that, but really wasn't in a lot of depth. And so these were like kind of two things, uses and question words. But everything else, like, I'm actually curious to see what you're going to say about cases.
So when I was trying to get some information online about them, I realized, yeah, they are like, when you call them seven cases, they are very scary, right? But I learned that actually those dative and locative ones are not that different. And The vocative one is only used when you call out someone. So that's why I just took them out. I mean, not took them out, but I lowered the number for myself.
Yeah. I think I put the vocative back in, but just to mention it, but not to like one sentence about it. Sorry, I was like, why is invocative there? But yeah. It was quite funny. You asked me one question, like you wrote it in the notes, which was, does it matter what the order is of the cases? And actually, it really does matter because this is the only order, like we learn it by heart, you know? And so it's always nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, vocative, instrumental, locative.
So why? These are... Why is the order important?
I don't really know, but it's, I think, just you just pick like the what the rule is going to be in grammar. Obviously, it doesn't really matter for you when you use it. But for example, in German, they have an obsolete order and a new or a way of like teaching them or like ordering them. So you just pick what the standard is going to be. But as far as I know, in Serbian, this is the only one that I've heard, the only order.
I see. So nominative is the first one, makes sense. You first need to learn the nouns, right?
Yeah.
So you need to learn the basic form. So, and when you think of English, accusative should come the second because it's the object, like direct object. That's why I was like, for me, I wanted to learn accusative first. But then I realized genitive is used differently in Serbian. So let's go for genitive in the second place.
Yeah, I think genitive is really useful. You know, by the way, did you want to mention these things before, in the intro, before we start naming them? Or do you want to give some tips as a learner, like, before we start talking about?
Yeah, actually, each? My tip was, like I said, first of all, try to put them in, try to lower the number, like, try to put them in similar, find the similarities in between and then work on them that way. So instead of diving it one by one, so try to categorize them. Was useful, kind of useful for me. At least I wasn't scared after doing that.
And in the one interesting thing, what you said is like a dative and locative were have the same form. I never thought about that. Ever. And only when I checked the forms like later, I was like, oh, wow, it is the same form. Right, dative and locative, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one that we're going to talk about, because nominative, we're not going to talk about nominative, right? So genitive, you wrote the case for prepositions.
And yes. This was the important aspect of it for me, because I never thought of genitive for prepositions, like in Turkish or in English. But now, when I learned it, I was, wow, enlightened.
And if you're interested in more information, we're going to put all of the prepositions in the transcript on Patreon, so you can check that out. But we don't want to overwhelm you right now with all of this. So we use genitive. I wrote down like two uses. Obviously, it has way more. We're not going to focus on everything. So I wrote possessions or belonging and or possession belonging or a part of something. You remember like kafa, kafe. And origin. So these are some of the most important uses for me, more frequent ones.
Yeah. So what do we mean by possession? Well, belonging is like, this is my mom's house. When you say that, you need the genitive form in Serbian.
Ovo je kuća moje mame.
Moje mame. Yes.
Mama od koga čega? Od mame. Sorry. Oh, we didn't mention the questions, but we can mention them separately. Okay.
Yeah. Koga čega. What does it mean? What do they mean?
So I can try to translate it literally, but honestly, in the context, it only makes sense. Od koga, so koga čega or od koga od čega means from whom, from what.
From whom, from what.
Yeah.
Or of whom, of what, maybe.
Or of whom, yeah. Because odd for me would always be like more used as from, but in this context, it will probably be of.
But the tricky thing is those prepositions sometimes can appear in locative as well, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think...
Then the verb has the role.
Yeah. No, I want to say because it's possession and belonging, you wrote down the verb imati. right? To have. Mm-hmm. It actually makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you have something, it's part of you. So mm-hmm. it belongs to you. That's why yeah. it's in genitive form. But when I look at the structure, it should be accusative in my mind. So that's why I worked hard to change it.
So, and I think this is the part where it would be, it's like a part of something. Or like, you know, remember when I talked to you about coffee, like just a bit, a lot. If you don't want to specify like one or two or anything like that, or like mm-hmm. some, give me some coffee, then it would be genitive. That's the part of something, bigger or smaller mm-hmm. part. Okay, so.
So I don't have any coffee, then it would be genitive again.
Nemam kafe.
Nemam kafe.
You can say nemam kafe, nemam kafu. It's mm-hmm. fine. Both are fine. Yeah. Okay. And then we actually have, so this is the genitive. So this is like part of something, origin, possessions, belonging. Mm-hmm. Can we move to dative?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Dative, again, also is used with some prepositions. Mm-hmm. And it's usually used as like an indirect object.
Yes.
Another one that I know is quite frequent is for directions. So mm-hmm. If whenever you think I'm going towards something or someone, it is dative. So that action that you are moving. And so if you want to say I'm going in your direction, or mm-hmm. actually it would be I'm going to you. That's how it would be translated. Idem ka tebi.
Ka tebi. Tebi is the dative form there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The question word is come cemu.
Come cemu. To where, to whom.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. And then the indirect object, which is a typical example.
But I have a question. Which one is the indirect? Her or gift? Like I gave her a gift.
Her is the indirect one. And a gift is a direct object. So her, or in this case, it is actually, again, to her, because that's how we say it in, you can say I gave a gift to her. Dala sam joj poklon.
Dala sam joj poklon. So that joj is.
It's actually a funny word.
Yeah, joj, joj, joj.
Because you can use it like, oh, joj, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, man, like, joj, joj, joj.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, you said direction. So, what is nasuprot?
Nasuprot. Oh my God! In this case, it would be like the opposite, if I remember.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But across. I think but here it would be like. You can also use instead of ka, you can use prema.
Prema.
Idem prema tebi. Mm-hmm. So it's like towards. Yeah. Towards these are more. You. These are more frequent than, you're not going to hear nasuprot quite often, actually, but it is still used.
I see. Okay, good. Before we continue with the show, here's a quick reminder. This podcast is free for everyone and supported by listeners like you. We hope that this podcast is useful and companion to you. This is a labor of love for both of us. To help us continue creating useful content for everyone, we will appreciate your help. If you have the means, you can support us in different ways. You may just go to buymeacoffee.com/mozdekafapodcast and send us some cups of coffee. You may also become a member of our show on patreon.com/mozdekafapodcast and get extra benefits like bonus content, full transcripts of the show in Serbian, or even join us on the show. We rely on your support to help everyone more in learning Serbian language and culture. Thanks for joining us today. And now let's get back to our episode. And my favorite. I love this case more than the others.
Because it's because
it makes
useful.
More sense.
Yes. Yeah.
So accusative.
Which is for the direct object, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
That is important because when you start learning like what a sentence is, you start learning like, okay, verb, subject, and then object, you know, like that's what you learn. So,
the questions are koga shita.
Koga shita. Mm. We didn't mention for nominative, it's ko shita, and for accusative, it's koga shita. So it doesn't change shita, what it doesn't change the form in accusative. Mm-hmm. But so I said object of the sentence with transitive verbs, but I also wanted to add for wishes, because I think this is such a, I never even thought about it. This is such a beginner's like lesson, you know, like you, it's like one of the first things you learn how to say, and that's when you use accusative. And then also I wanted to mention the adverb of time, because again,
that's used a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot. So a very simple thing. I wrote a novel. Novel, right, is the direct object. And you would say, napisala sam roman.
For women, napisala sam roman for men.
Exactly. So roman, if you say it in nominative, it is roman. And if you say in accusative, kogashta roman.
Roman again. So that's shta. As an example, roman also didn't change as the question.
Mm-hmm, did not. Because, yeah.
Okay. But with people, that can change, right?
Yeah. Ivana?
I texted you, for example.
Mm-hmm. How do you know how would you say Ivana in accusative?
Hmm. I need to see the table here, but yeah. I don't have it.
So actually, that was one of the first.
Ivanu?
Yeah, exactly. Good.
Videla sam. Ivanu.
Ivanu. Mm, yes. Exactly.
Good.
This is one of the first rules my boyfriend learned. Mm-hmm. And he's not even like learning Serbian. But because it was kind of like, the, as you said, like object is just like one of the first things that you learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then wishes. And the reason why I use that is because I did not, like, added this because I was not aware of that at all. Because if you say dobar dan, that's actually accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying, I'm wishing you a good day.
Yeah, in short,
good day. Dobar dan. So, yeah. For example, I wrote down something like, I wish all the best to you, like for a birthday or anything or whatever it is. Želim ti sve najbolje.
Želim ti sve najbolje. So sve najbolje is in accusative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Najbolje is the best, and then sve is all.
Mm-hmm. What is the nominative version of najbolje? Najbolji?
That's actually a good question.
But it's adjective.
It's the same. But I think because this is, again, the what, šta, right? It, which, yes, doesn't really change. So it should be then najbolje.
Sve najbolje. Yes. That's true.
Želim ti, or like, želim ti laku noć, divan dan, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So like all of these things that you hear, they're just...
are accusative. That's good. And this one, the adverb of time, like on Monday, on Saturday. So whenever you talk about what you have done or what you're planning to do on some days.
Yeah.
You say u subotu.
Yeah. This is like a very specific also to the days of the week. So vidimo se u subotu. And the nominative version is subota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So actually it's quite funny because here, if you think about what, it does change, right? It's kind of like treating it as who in a way.
Yes. Yes.
Subota u subotu. See you on Saturday.
Do all the days have u suffix? Like u nedelju, u petaku.
No, it's petak.
Yeah, petak. It doesn't, mm-hmm, change.
Well, let me see. U ponedeljak, u utorak, u sredu, u četvrtak, because it's sreda, right?
The ones ending with ak, not changing.
So it, if it ends with a consonant, then yeah, no.
So if it is...
only if it's like, a, then it changes to u.
I see.
U četvrtak, u petak, u subotu, u
nedelju.
Yay! Exactly. So it's usually for feminine nouns, like ending in a.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay. And then vocative, of course, it's just to say hi, like greet or call someone. So, mm-hmm, you can say
ciao, Ivane.
Actually, for me, it wouldn't work. Ivane is for guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Ivan, yeah. And then ciao Ivane. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We usually use the, it's not a question word, kind of, but we say hey, hey, like hey, hey, you know, like hey, you, hey, you. Mm-hmm. So that would basically be it. So also you can, if you want to say, oh, desi, desimaki, you know.
Maki doesn't change as well.
No, it doesn't. A lot of like the names don't change. Actually, I think a lot of the... let me think
about... I guess when you call mom, dad, them, then they need to change, right?
No, because it's... I think it's the words that end in... Now I forgot the rules, but I think it's the words that end in A that don't really change. So, ciao, or desi, Ivana, Jovana, Marina, whatever. They don't change. A lot of the guys' names, right, change because they end in a consonant.
That's true.
But there are some certain exceptions for the words that end in A. And these are like, there's a specific accent, which we're not going to discuss today. But it's Maya and Sara. Hey, or desi, Saro. Hey, Mayo. It's this, like, accent.
Soft, that we have. Yeah, I know.
It's a bit prolonged. Yeah. Mayo.
Okay. So, how would you say, hey, mom?
Zdravo, mama.
Mama. So, you don't, okay. Mama stays mama.
Oh, but it is interesting because I have a friend, Ljubica, and her, so it ends in A. I would say, ciao, Ljubice.
Only yeah. You or everyone?
No, everyone. It's okay. Normal. Okay. It's a rule. But Ljubice, Slavice.
Maybe this sound
affects. Maybe it is that. Maybe that affected. Okay. What about instrumental?
I like that because, yeah, it's sa. Sa is used a lot with.
Yeah.
So the question is with whom, with what?
Yes. Yeah. And scheme, stream.
Scheme, stream.
Yeah. You can say sakims. Actually, that was a debate. Some people have used a slightly different proposition. So someone said that they learned sakim, chime. That's what they asked. They would ask. I learned it as a scheme, stream. So that's why you have sa or sa, which is a shortened. And you use it for like, if it's a thing that it's, you're using something as an instrument. So that's when you should use it. But if it's with people, then it's a company.
Yeah. For example, to go somewhere by bus, by train, by car. In this case, you will use instrumental.
Mm-hmm. So that's an instrument. And then you would say, I came by bus, došla sam autobusom.
So autobus becomes autobusom. That som, om suffix is instrumental.
Yeah. And then if you want to say, I'm meeting my friends, then it would be nalazim se, that's meeting, sa drugovima.
With friends, sa drugovima.
And they're not instruments, but they're actually company, right? Yes. So.
Okay. Locative now, which is where, the question, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, that one is quite difficult because prepositions are so different in every language. They have no rules. But here you would ask questions like, that's how I learned it, by the way. O come, na čemu. And the reason for that is o come means about whom. So probably talking about someone, right? Mm-hmm. And then, actually not probably, but definitely. And then na čemu is on what. So it is used for location, but you can't really use it all the time for a location, but with certain prepositions. Yeah, and in this case, na works as a preposition. So you have na, o, and so on.
And u. Yeah.
And u. And there's other ones. Yeah. So obviously use it for location. I use it as an object for with verbs like to talk or to think about someone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give the example of glass. Glass is on the table.
Yeah. Čaša je na stolu.
Čaša je na stolu. So stol became stolu.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. And then I'm just thinking because I tried to write some example for location without a na. And if you want to say next is something, you cannot use a locative, right? So it does have its limits. Yeah, that's why we use o kome na čemu. So you know already which prepositions. So, and if you want to say that you talked about something, then, for example, we talked about work. Pričali smo o poslu.
O is about, o poslu. So posao became poslu.
Posso? Yeah, that one is quite difficult, actually.
Like, stos, it's the same to me. Stolu, posto.
That's true. Sto, posso. Yeah.
So they all, both end with o, and then they are irregular. So, lu.
Okay, let me think about, we talked about you, T, right? O kome čemu tebi. Pričali smo o tebi.
Tebi.
Yeah, okay. So it's probably just depends on the ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
How
we talked about language, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Pričali smo o jeziku?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, jeziku.
Oh, jeziku, exactly.
Okay, good. That's it for the cases. We will write, of course, these sentences on our Instagram and on Patreon in detail.
I feel like these are the most basic, essential uses that you should know and like information. And then you can, you know, go from here and then learn more.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you can ask me, I can send you my table, everyone.
Maki's prepared.
Which is half full sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about the illustration?
Just to hear all everything. So I wanted to say like a friend, prijatelj. So prijatelj in all cases. Let's just hear them, how they sound in different. So the order is genitive, dative, accusative, vocative, and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So first, ko šta prijatelj? Prijatelj is masculine, type prijatelj. Mm-hmm. And then genitive, okay. And this one is belonging. Peter,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
does not have a friend in this case. I mean, you could say does not have friends, right? But we want singular. Peter nema prijatelja.
Mm-hmm.
Od koga, od čega, od prijatelja. So dative, which is direction.
Writes to his friend. Peter writes to his friend, will get dative.
Mm-hmm. Peter piše svom prijatelju.
Svom prijatelju.
And this is a tricky one. And we have to talk about this episode. Svom. Yeah. This is a tricky, tricky word. Okay, piše, so writes to his friend. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Accusative, which is sees his friend. Peter sees his friend.
Mm-hmm. Peter vidi svog prijatelja.
Aha.
Koga šta prijatelja.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then vocative. Peter calls his friend. Hey, friend.
Yeah. So I wrote down shouts because of like calls. Zove. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe calls zove. Zove, yeah. Mm-hmm. Peter zove. I wrote down shouts viče. Hey, prijatelju.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Prijatelju.
Yeah.
All right.
Instrumental, right? Mm-hmm. And this is for company. Peter.
Sees his friend with a woman.
Wait, you wrote down sees a woman with his friend.
Yeah, sorry, sees a woman with his friend, yes.
Okay, vidi ženu sa svojim prijateljem.
Yeah, with his friend, because we are not changing the friend.
Exactly. Oh, wait, vidi ženu, koga šta ženu sa svojim prijateljem. And prijatelj is, that's in instrumental.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with whom?
Yeah.
With his friend, yes.
Yeah. And then locative?
About, so, Peter talks about his friend.
Yeah. Peter, we can say Peter govori or priča o svom prijatelju.
Mm-hmm. O svom prijatelju. You see, dative and locative are the same. Svom prijatelju.
Oh, even in evocative, it's prijatelju. In this case, this is not a rule, but accidentally it became hey prijatelju.
And genitive and accusative, like prijatelja. You see lots of similarities.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like easier because, you know, you don't have so many suffixes. But then again, you know, you probably mix up, okay, which ones are the same? Is it accusative with genitive? Oh, no, it's not. Okay, like, you know, and then maybe you can, like, get a bit mixed up. But I would really suggest just to really focus on the uses rather than, like, the forms. Because if something is really, like, frequent, if you use it quite often, then it's going to become really logical in your head, and it's going to become more automatic rather than just focusing on all the exceptions or like all the possible uses that you can have. Just focus on the ones that are useful for you right now.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I wanted to have this illustration, because then they can make their own sentences in like with the same subject or object in different cases, so that they can have the general picture.
And you're going to get quizzed on Instagram.
Yeah, a hard one.
Okay.
Hvala ti puno, Ivana.
Nema na čemu. Uvek.
Uvek. Yeah. Always. Thanks a lot. And see you in the next one. Vidimo se.
Vidimo se.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned something new.
In case you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, make sure to share them on our Instagram page, Može Kafa Podcast. Prijatno!